Strong debate at the House Appropriations Committee Wednesday as the full committee marked up the bill for fiscal year 2025 funding for the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education.
We protect farmers from a Labor Department determined to close small, family-owned farms across the nation with regulation after regulation.
Subcommittee Chairman Robert Adeholt, a Republican from Alabama, as he introduced the bill.
We protect workers from a rule that would eliminate freelance opportunities for 64 million American men, women, seniors, and others balancing work with family responsibilities. We protect frontline workers from dangerous National Labor Relations Board regulations that would cost more than 375,000 jobs.
Some agriculture groups that are watching the process closely say the bill could have benefits for farmers and ranchers. Director of Government Affairs at the American Farm Bureau Federation, John Walt Boatwright, says it includes a freeze on the adverse effect wage rate and fixes for recently announced Department of Labor cuts.
The provisions in this bill really seek to provide some stability in an area that we haven't really had a lot of stability over the past couple of decades as it relates to our labor shortages and our labor costs in farm country. This bill includes some provisions that would provide some of that short-term relief for farmers, that stability for farm workers.
Boatwright says, in addition to freezing the adverse effect wage rate,
this bill also addresses some of the flurry of rulemaking that has taken place just in the past couple of years.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.